What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
Let me just say, Barb got us together.
Always. She always do what she needs to do.
Their hair is laid.
Shout out to Barb at Super Barb on that's S-U-P-A
yeah.
Barb on Instagram. And I think it's the Super Barb
on Twitter.
So yeah, that's our hairstylist. So hit her up if you in Atlanta and you need your hair done, because she be slaying the fuck out the girls.
Barbie Reed. And also, my hair is always Emerald Goddess Hair. Shout out to Emerald Goddess Hair Company, always sending me some thick, beautiful bundles. This is the same red hair I had in a while back, and these bundles still are fresh. I love this hair. Like, it lasts so long. But anyways, let me say this real quick. Barb is so funny because every time I go to her, like, I hate dealing with my hair. If you know me, I'm very not. I don't know how to curl. I don't know how to lay an edge. I don't know how to do none of that shit. So every time I go to Barb, like, my hair don't be brushed. She be like, Lex, you didn't brush your hair. Like,
that you be cutting up.
But you know what's so crazy? You know, like, all the white celebrities have been coming out that they haven't been bathing. Like, that's the thing now. If you're a white celebrity, you got to do an interview right now and let us know if you're bathing or not.
Do you think white celebrities watch this show?
No. Like, exactly. Jake Gyllenhaal is not tuned in because I'm about to talk shit about him. Jake Gyllenhaal is not fucking watching Poor Minds, bitch. Like, he was in fucking Brokeback Mountain, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyways, Jake Gyllenhaal said that he don't be bathing. He don't be washing that pussy. And I was just very fucking offended because he was fine. He was like one of the white boys that we gave a pass to hit the pussy.
To hit the pussy? Because he was never in the league, in the running.
What's that man name? What's the other man name?
The only white man.
Channing Tatum. Now, if Channing Tatum come out and say he don't wash the pussy, I'm going to be very upset.
I like George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney. That's another one.
Shout out to Casamigos.
Now, bitch.
Bet that's something y'all ain't know.
You know who don't wash they ass? Who said that she doesn't bathe every day? Coco. Iced Tea wife.
That's not surprising.
You got too much ass for that, Coco. When your ass is a certain... If you get a BBL, you supposed to wash your ass every day. You supposed to wash your ass every day anyway. But if you get your ass surgically enhanced as we have, bitch, you need to wash that shit every day. That shit needs to be washed. Why would you get your ass to be bigger?
I'm sorry. I don't know why. It's just not surprising to me that any... One of them,
not one of them kind.
Any one of them would say that they don't bathe every day. It's not surprising to me.
But you know what's even crazier? Okay, so The Rock, y'all know.
I hope we don't regret saying this one day, but
this is what information that they've released. Like, yeah. She said she doesn't bathe unless she feels dirty. But bathing every day, she's like, if I feel dirty on Monday and Tuesday, I'll bathe Monday and Tuesday. But if I don't feel dirty on Wednesday, I'm not going to take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm bathing every day. It's just a part of my routine.
Yeah.
So The Rock said something. He said, I wake up, I take a shower. I go work out. After my workout, I take another shower. After that shower, I usually go to work. After I work, I get home and I take another shower. So he says he takes about 3 showers a day. With his schedule, that's understandable. Do you know that all these white people were... retweeting him, talking about this is weird. This is
in
excessive.
An uproar.
They were so mad that he was taking 3 showers a day. But I feel like they were like, "You
3 showers
after you work out? What?"
And see, that's absolutely when you got to take a shower because you be funky as hell.
That's what I'm saying. But my
bringing
thing
his
is
sweaty when I because I love it when it's funky. For real,
for real. I'll say this though, I feel like 3 showers a day, yes, that is a lot, but he's a very active person. If I wake up, yeah, I'm going to go take... Now, I'm not going to lie. To take a shower, to go work out, I'm probably not going to do that.
Well, that's different. And honestly, like, I'll say this, like, you know, I've been working out a lot lately. I don't wash my face before I go work out. Like,
right.
When I wake up in the morning... Yeah, because I know I'm about to sweat, so I wash my face when I come back from working out.
But
I just feel like it's kind of pointless.
Well, I'll say this, but he has children. Well, he has a child, and he probably does things in his household. So he's probably waking up, taking a shower to wake up, then going, you know, maybe cook breakfast or spend time with his daughter before he goes out for the day. So I can understand maybe him waking up and taking a shower first, because he's going to be, you know, doing things and around people. So people's schedules be different, but it's never weird. Like, you can't take, well, you can take too many showers. We talked about that in y'all gonna see.
Well, enough about the funky talk. Yeah. Enough about funky town.
Okay. Won't you take me to funky town?
Enough about funky town. Okay. So, how have your week been? What you been having going on?
You know what? This past week, I actually went to Phoenix, Phoenix, Arizona. That was my second time visiting. Mm-hmm. I was with my friends from high school. As you know, they are very white. My friend, my very close friend, Taylor, is getting married. So it was just like a link up. All my friends went. We got a beautiful, beautiful Airbnb right in front of the mountains. We had a good time. It was crazy because everybody was like hitting me up like, are you safe?
Right.
Are they gonna? Because y'all know, all jokes aside, not being funny, but there was like a case that happened in Georgia, mm-hmm, where a black lady was hanging out with her white friends, and the next morning she was found dead. And all the white people were acting like they didn't know what happened. They were trying to say she got drunk and she fell, but everybody was like suspecting foul play. So every time I hang out with my white friends, people would be like, you need to be careful. But it's like, but it's a little different. Like, I grew up with these girls. It ain't like that at all. Like, it's very much a good time. Everybody was bathing. Yeah. It wasn't like, it was fun.
In the lake or in the shower?
It was a fun time. Like, my friend, it's so weird because my friends aren't like that. When I hear all these horror stories about like white people, my friends are like that. Mm. But I will say this now. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Y'all know I keep it real. The white clubs are so fucking different, bro. Like, we go to the white club, and mind you, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bougie now. I feel like I've changed a little bit. I'm not the girl from Orange anymore. I like a little nicer things. Like, when I go to the club, I want a section. I want bottles. I want hookah. Like, I want to be treated like I'm the VIP in this bitch. So, white clubs, they had the sections in there, but it wasn't like, it was kind of like first come, first serve. Just come, mm-hmm, and sit down. So, I was already kind of like, okay, that's cool. But the fucking music. Let's talk about the music. I don't want to disrespect any of the artists I'm about to name right now, but there's no reason you should be listening to Number One by Nelly in 2021.
I am number one.
And when they put that shit on, everybody looked at me like, yeah, Tierra, I am number one. Yeah. What does it take to be? So listen.
So I hear.
So wait, it gets worse. It gets fucking worse, bitch. So the whole time, this other girl that's with us, she's like, oh, don't worry, my friend come in. He about to be on the ones and twos, and he good. Like, he gonna have this bitch lit. So I'm like, bet. I'ma hold it out. Mind you, they playing everything like you just don't want to hear in a club. They playing wait, fucking wait. I'm sorry. This
and
is a classic.
It's all in my head.
They was playing to the window, to the wall. Mind you, that's a bop.
That's a bop, though.
But no, that's something that you play at the end of the night. Not when you're trying to get turned up. Like, nigga, I'm trying to hear ESTG. Nigga, I'm trying to hear Lil Baby. Nigga, I'm trying to hear 42 Doug Big Booty Ass. Like, I'm trying to hear some real fucking hits. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga ain't got a big booty?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, so her friend gets on the ones and twos, right? So I'm sitting there like, yes, her friend. Like, I get my shot. I'm drinking. I'm getting ready. Guess what that nigga play?
Wait.
YMCA. You're not too cool. You're not too cool to do the YMCA. I said, yes, the fuck I am. Yes.
I know that is.
That nigga
too.
Said, da, 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 da. I said,
that sound like the Price is Right music. Da,
listen. Da, 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 da. And you know what's so funny? There was a few black people there, but the black people that were there, they could tell I wasn't from there. Because you know the Don was Louis down. You know, I had my Louis on. So listen, Dre, I swear I was grabbing my purse like this.
Oh,
I was
brother.
Clutching it because they was getting too rowdy. I didn't want no coke, no meth, no ecstasy on my purse. None of that shit. So I was like this. The black people walking around were like, they were like laughing at me. They're like, it's okay. It doesn't get better. It doesn't. Like, they were just like, it's okay, girl. They were like, look. They were like literally laughing because you could tell I was sticking out like a sore thumb, bitch.
Like, I don't like that. I'm glad I wouldn't
know. The club was terrible. I'm not going to lie. The club was terrible, but my little friend was out there, so I left and I went home and I changed and I met up with him. And he got me a little gift, too. So I was like, you know, let me go meet up with him and get my little
You better get your gifts, fool.
Yeah, but I ended up going to the black club. As soon as I walked in, bitch, they was playing Young Thug. I was like, I smelled the peach mint hookah. We had a section. I said, I'm home.
She at home now.
Oh, I felt so much better. It was like, you know how when your gas low and you just need that little energy? It's like as soon as I hit that hookah, I said, ooh, I'm back, nigga.
Yeah. That's how the black clubs be.
Oh, it felt so. I felt, you know what's crazy? Because I used to feel more comfortable with a bunch. Ain't yes, that out of we was.
Spray something. I was so happy. I was like, need three promoters.
I was so happy. And you know what's crazy? Because growing up, I used to feel more comfortable around a lot of white people, you know? But like, around my friends, I'm good. But in the club, I was really like,
nah, you ain't gonna never feel more comfortable then.
But when I went to the black club, you gonna feel
around your people.
Yes,
sis.
I was.
That's
just
why it's crazy to me that you used to feel more comfortable around them.
Because that's all I knew. When you don't know any better, and that's all you've been around.
I mean, you knew black. You
no,
black.
I didn't.
Your but, mama black.
Yes,
your sister black.
I was around them. I don't have a big family, so I would never be at family reunions around a whole bunch of. I was not around a whole bunch of black people until I moved to Houston. Mm. So, of course, when I'm going to family reunions, I'm with my white friends. I'm around them all the time. But like I said, I had an amazing time. Everything. Now, one thing I will say about white girls, like, they gonna plan the shit out. Everything was super planned out. We had so much fun one day. They had like a we had like a drinking Olympics. So you had to go through like different things. Like you had to chug a beer, then you had to go and do like flip cup, then you had to run, take a shot of Fireball, then you had to run and do like the cornhole, then you had to jump in the pool. It was a whole, but I'm not gonna lie, that shit was fun. It was fun. It was fun, Dre.
That don't sound like a good time to me.
It was fun, and I'm not gonna lie.
That sound like too much extracurricular activity, bitch.
But you know,
hell
like,
nah. Who the fuck trying to do all that? Jump through a fucking corn, bitch. What is a cornhole?
The cornhole game where you throw the
bitch,
beanbag.
Bitch, what is a cornhole?
You got to throw the beanbag and get it in the hole. They have a hole.
What is? Why is it called a cornhole?
I don't know, bro. Do you know why it's called fucking tennis? No, I don't know.
Because it's a tennis ball.
Well, why does it call a tennis ball? Exactly. You just play the fucking game, bitch. All I'm saying is that I killed that shit. I got everything on the first try.
You know how to play cornhole.
Yes, and I'm fucking good at it. And I'm going to the Olympics. I really feel like I can do the Olympics in cornhole. I discovered a talent that
I had. Is that in the Olympics?
Yes, it is. I don't know. I lied. But it's on ESPN. I want to compete in the cornhole. I feel like I can do it. I'm not kidding. Taking up cornhole. Didn't know I was good at it. So sometimes hanging out with white people is beneficial. You can find things that you're good at that you never knew. I'm not going to lie.
Not going to lie, though. You're not going to be in the Olympics playing cornhole.
You're a hating asshole. At the end when of I the get my gold medal, not thanking you.
You don't gotta thank me.
Why would you not believe in me?
Because I just don't believe.
Have you seen me play cornhole?
I don't, bitch. I don't even know if I did. I don't know. Maybe I have seen you play cornhole. That shows you how much I know about cornhole.
You know what? I'm not
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So, yeah.
But let me say this. On the way to the studio today, I was realizing I was still in white girl mode. Because I was listening to my EDM music. I was like, I was like dancing in the cars, and I look over, this guy's like looking at me. I was like, oh, I had to turn up ESTG. Don't get it twisted.
Forever rolling.
I had to turn it real quick because I had my little windows cracked. It was when I turned my car on. Really, he was like looking like. I was like, calm down.
Relax, brother.
But no, I had a great time with my friends. Yeah, my friend's getting married in October, so I'm excited. I had a good time. Honestly, it was just, it's good linking up with your friends from high school. I feel like everybody's lives are so different. And I will say, hanging out, a lot of them are married with kids already. And they just, it makes me feel good because they're all so proud of me. And they let me know, like, you're doing right. Like, wait to get married. Wait to have kids. Like, you're living the good life. Like, this shit is hard over here. Like, they let me know.
I have friends from high school all the time. And, like,
they be letting me know, like, girl, you but good. But
we still kind of living a similar life, so it's a little different, yeah, you know?
All my friends are... Well, I'll say my best friend that I grew... Like, that was, like, my best friend, my friend Lindsay, she's kind of doing the same thing. Like, she's still single, no kids. She doesn't want kids. So, me and her are still kind of the same, but, like, all my other friends are married. I have a few friends that are divorced. They have kids. Like, yeah. So.
No, divorced.
Girl, it's hard out here.
Well, child, you had an eventful week.
I did. So, what about you, sis?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
Now, y'all know I used to have $3.
But now you got $22.
You know what I'm saying?
And why?
Let because of PDS debt. I got out of debt. Let me tell y'all.
No, $28.
You know, they took all everything I had, my loans, my car loans, the credit card, everything I was doing. I had
consolidated it.
They consolidated that shit, rolled it all up,
mm-hmm.
and let me make monthly payments with 0% interest.
Yes, with interest-free payments.
Yes. So if y'all, let me tell y'all something. It's
it has
so
been
easy.
A life changer, literally, a game changer for us.
My credit score done went up. Mm-hmm. My skin started glowing. I said, "What is this?"
Because you're not stressed out no more. So, you know, we love to put y'all on game. So, if you are in debt and you need some help with that, all you have to do is go to pdsdebt.com/poorminds. That's pdsdebt.com/poorminds and take back your financial freedom today.
Yes, they're going to do a quick assessment and you can get started immediately. And the good thing is, if you get approved, you get a $25 Visa gift card.
Go ahead and do that shit.
I'm going to do it again.
Do it like it's your B-Day.
Baby.
You know.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about your week.
My week was great.
You don't have anything you want to share with the class?
I got a nice gift this week. I got a good little gift.
What was it?
It was a car. Well, nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy? Bitch, you got a brand new motherfucking Range Rover, bitch. Nice as fuck. It must be the life of a bad bitch. This is why y'all want to talk about us all day, but the girls... Not the girls. The girl is getting her things. Because I'm definitely still driving that old ass car.
And my other car has to actually be parked at Lex's house because they wouldn't let me have two parking spots in my building. So my other car is at your house it right is. Now.
So I got two cars.
She got two cars right now, you know. Yeah, but yeah, I got a new car last week.
It's nice as fuck. I'm not going to lie. So let me tell y'all another story.
Oh my God.
So we went to this little opening of a restaurant, a little tasting or whatever. So that was the day Dre was like, okay, well, I'm going to bring my old car to your house, and you know, so you can park it over there. But I was like, I'll just drive it over there. She was like, nah, something going wrong with my car, so just follow me in the range. Baby, I sat in that motherfucker. I connected my Bluetooth. I was driving slow to the beach.
It drives so smooth,
because
right?
You know, me and Dre live literally like 2 miles from each other, so I was driving so slow. I was taking that corner. Niggas was looking at me. I said, yeah, you see it. You see it. So if y'all see me in a Range Rover, mind y'all business. It's mine.
Yeah,
it's fucking mine.
You know, it was definitely, I was kind of shocked a little bit.
You were?
Only because I didn't really think that he was going to, yeah. I didn't think he was really going to get it.
Yeah.
So I was shocked because I'm like, this nigga not about to really buy me a car.
I knew it was going to happen. It was just like, hurry the fuck up and do it.
That's how you feel?
Yes, I was
I
like,
didn't know. See, and I think you and Lynn both felt like he gonna do it.
I feel like
I didn't feel like that nigga was gonna do it. I felt like he was cap. I felt like he was fronting. Because I'm just like, what nigga is really about to buy you a $60,000,
$70,000
car?
Right.
Paid off. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I wasn't expecting
it. But I feel like you said, like, we always talk about it. If a nigga got it and he fuck with you, it's like, why not? Because sometimes...
But let's be real. Well, maybe we should talk about that on Patreon. But what? The circumstances of the situation, I really did not think he was going to buy it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Patreon. Okay. We're not going to get to it. Yeah, we're not going to get to it. But like I said, I always feel like some people just really feel like money comes and goes. So if somebody fuck with you, whether it be something that's $10, $10,000, or $10 million, they feel like, fuck it, let me.
Some people do feel that way about money, and I guess that goes to show you, like, even though we making money now, we still ain't got that much money, because I still be, like, holding on to my coins. I gotta hold on to my receipts. Shout out to Lil Wayne.
I'm dead. Yeah. I mean, but I feel like, you know.
Because I gotta hold on to my coins. I just ain't about to, I don't know, sis.
I'm not gonna lie.
Once me and you get to that point, though, we do always say, like, we'll buy each other, like, cars and shit, but we're not at that point yet.
I mean, yeah, but like, I feel like I'm a spender because I know I'm gonna make it right back. I don't be a big spender. I don't spend outside my means, but I don't mind dropping something on somebody that if I want to.
Well, I'll say this, I'm the same way, but let's be real, bro. You ain't out here spending that kind of money on nobody.
Because I don't have that kind of money, but if I do, would I buy you a car? Yeah. Like, if I had it. But
it's different because me and you have we're friends. Yeah. Like, we're best friends.
But I'm not gonna lie, if it's a nigga that I'm fucking with and it's his birthday, why not?
If you got it.
If I have...
It ain't gotta be your nigga, though. Just the nigga you fucking with. You would just buy him a Range Rover.
Why not? If I got $30 million in the bank and I've been fucking with this nigga and he cool and he need a little ride, I'll get you a little ride.
That ain't a little ride, though. A little ride is a Mitsubishi.
I'm just saying, though.
A little ride is a Hyundai.
I mean, I just feel like...
A little ride is a Kia.
But I'm saying, though, but if I'm fucking with you and I'm worth $30 million, buying a $60,000, $70,000 car, what is that?
Even if I'm worth $30 million, I'll get you a little Kia.
I don't want my nigga riding around no Kia.
You ain't my nigga.
I feel I would be definitely be
if
like...
If I gotta buy you a car, if I gotta buy you one, you not my nigga. Well, I'm buying you another car, then you my nigga.
Well, I'll say this. I always felt like I'm gonna be like an Oprah. Like, I'm not gonna find somebody that's gonna be a bigger boss than me. Because the sky's the limit. What I'm about to do, like, y'all, I'm about to fuck it up. Boss. I'm about to fuck the game up. I like to speak this shit into my life. Y'all about to be like, I'm tired of seeing this Lex bitch every time I turn on my TV, every time I turn on my phone. I'll see this bitch, and that's how I'm going to be. So Oprah was like, fuck it, Stedman, let's go. That's how I'm going to be. Fuck it, let's go. You know, just like how Rihanna is. Like, Rihanna.
I definitely know that, like, because I love Rihanna. Rihanna is, like, my super inspiration for, like, what I want to do. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, you know, being in one lane and then, moving to another lane and then really just using that to catapult to something else.
Right.
So, I love Rihanna. But, however, I definitely feel like I'm going to be a boss, but I want a boss-ass nigga. If I gotta buy you another, like, if you already got, like, 10 Rolls Royces and I buy you another one, cool. Mm-hmm. But if I gotta buy you a Kia, or if I gotta, and that's your only car, like, I don't like that. I'm sorry.
I don't want no bum ass nigga, but you know,
that's what you're saying, though.
Why
is you buying this nigga his only car?
Let me say this. What's it called when you do something good for somebody because somebody did something good for you?
A good deed.
No, it's called,
reciprocity?
No, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for, but...
This is the second week in a row we couldn't think of the word.
It's like when you pass it along. I can't remember the name. But anyways, whenever you just, like, do a good deed for somebody because somebody did something good for you and you pass it on. So I feel like, you know, it was niggas that was fucking with me and did things for me and, you know, believed in me and gave me a chance. So I feel like, not that I'm supporting somebody or bringing somebody up, but if I have, like, a nigga and he grinding and he doing well for himself and he can take care of...
He not doing well, though, if you gotta buy him a Kia.
I'm not saying that. Okay, I'm not saying that I have to buy him a Kia. Like, I'm not... I was being dramatic, but I would buy a nigga a car, not his first car.
I just said that too. I would absolutely buy a nigga a car.
Yeah,
I'll absolutely.
Buy, yeah. So yeah, I'll buy a nigga a car. It ain't no big deal.
I'll buy you a car.
You know what I'm saying? So speaking of gifts,
a little rose for me.
Speaking of gifts, we're gonna get into these topics. We're gonna call this the birthday episode. It is your birthday,
you know
I know you wanna ride out. Sit more easy as you sit up on my couch.
See, you remember the one Trey Songz did, the remix? Girl, you gonna cry tears from your eyes. No cause of candy, hand me them panties, girl. I'm your gift
to I'll be sick of Trey. I used to be sick of Trey songs.
But I used to love the remixes. That was like, to me, that was his era. That was like his moment.
I was so mad when he remixed Trapped in the Closet. Trey Songz, UG, you pulled it off. I was like, Trey Songz.
I don't remember that, friend.
He did the remix, and then R. Kelly made the character gay, and he didn't release no more. That was funny.
I don't remember that remix.
He made a remix of Trapped in the Closet.
But he did a few, like, lit-ass remixes, and he was in his bag back then.
We'll give it to Trey. So, anyways,
what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And we want to tell y'all about Evive Smoothies.
So, y'all know, if y'all follow me on social media, y'all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, I've been talking about my little healthcare journey. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to be a little bit more healthy. I've been switching up my little daily routine. I've been working out. I've been eating healthy. So I love Evive because I love to make me little protein smoothies and stuff in the morning. And this has made my life so much easier because they deliver it right to your doorstep. It's already prepackaged. It's already mixed together. And all you have to do is put it in a shaker with your
choice of liquid. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it is that it's blenderless. So if you don't got your little blender at home, shake all you gotta do is, you know, put it in the bottle. Whatever juice that you choose, just do
shake
it and go.
Shake and go, 20 minutes.
So I like the orange peach passion mango. Y'all know I love me a little citrus flavor. So I feel like vitamin C wakes you up in the morning. So if you start with this at the beginning of your day, you're going to get it going. And it's non-GMO. It uses organic fruits and vegetables. No preservatives. No artificial flavors. None of that shit.
And like we said, the best thing about it of it all is that it's just already pre-made. And it takes literally 20 minutes to make. So all you have to do is go to AviveNutrition.com and use the code POURMINDS20 and get you 20% off plus free shipping. Don't say we ain't ever gave y'all nothing.
Period. This is the birthday episode, so we're gonna talk about all things birthday because this is dropping the week.
Do it like it's your birthday,
baby.
Do it like it's your birthday,
baby.
Do it like it's your birthday.
Your destiny will be fulfilled.
Baby girl, I want you to go and live it up.
So I will say this. This is dropping on a Friday, but my birthday was Tuesday. Turned 32. I'm a grown woman. Yes. So I'm a Leo. Y'all know August 17th. So I just wanted to do a birthday episode. We talk about all things birthday. I feel like birthdays are so like controversial.
And cliche.
Cliche. Big deal. So the first thing I want to talk about is the cost of your birthday present important? The actual cost. Like if somebody gets you something, do you Google how much it is? And does that matter?
Depends on who it's from.
I 100% agree. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say his name because I think he watches the show. He was a character on the show that I dated. But, like, he got me. Like, every time he would buy me something, like, I would have to, like, I would Google search it and see how much it was. Because I felt like sometimes he would try to stunt like he had a lot of fucking money. And then it's like, he would get me a gift. And it would be cool. But it was like, this ain't that. Like, you trying to make like it seem.
Yeah.
Because it would be different. It was like, oh, you know what? I know you needed this, so let me buy you this. Like, if it was like a necklace, you and I ain't never seen you with no jewelry on, so I wanted to buy you this, just something nice that you can have on your neck. It would be more so like, I got you, girl. It's whatever you want. The money's not a limit. So, bam, let me put that on your neck. Oh, money's not a limit. So, why is this $200? Money's not a limit. Why is this $1,000?
Why it's not three bands?
Yeah. I feel like if you're talking that hot shit, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the cost of a present doesn't matter. Like, if I really, really like you, I'm really just happy that you thought of me. But I will say, if I'm really, really fucking with you, I don't expect the cost of the present to be like a thing. But don't just send me no money. If I'm fucking with you and I like you and you just send me money.
You want them to actually put thought into the gift.
Unless it's like $15,000, don't just send me some money. Seriously.
You expensive.
It's okay. I mean, I deserve it. And I get that because I'm not trying to be funny. Let's keep it real. Like, I have niggas that'll send me $3,000-$5,000 on a normal.
So baby, everybody ain't able.
Girl, shut the fuck up, $70,000 car pussy. Exactly. Drink your wine, bitch. And let me talk about my little five bands. Let me talk about my little five bands now. But I will say this. If I'm fucking with you, yes, I do expect you to think into my gift. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I was fucking with somebody for my birthday one year. He just, like, sent me some money. And I was thankful for it. But I'm like, unless you're sending me X amount of money so I can go get my gifts myself, that's different. Okay, and we talked about it. But don't just be like, oh, happy birthday, baby.
Baby. Can we please name this episode? Baby.
No, it's
do it like it's my bidet. Baby.
And it's got to be spelled B-I-D-E-T, like bidet.
Bidet, and then it got to be B-A-Y-B-E-E. Baby.
Yes, we can name it that. But okay. I will say, like, if I'm fucking with you, I expect you to think into my gifts and send me something. Like, don't send me no fucking money, bro.
Like, I think money is the most unthoughtful gift.
Unthoughtful gift ever.
Unthoughtful gesture that you for can your birthday. Do.
Only. Yeah. Because any other day, I'll take that shit.
Any other day, I'll take it. But yeah, for my birthday, I would like for you to put more thought into my gift than just sending me some bread. Like, definitely buy me something. Like, because year round, if we've been talking for a minute, I done told you what I want. I done told you what I like.
I done retweeted.
You have some insight on the things that I like. I probably don't even sent it to you.
Right. I retweet and I post things on my story that I like all the time. So if you fucking with me and you don't pick that up, you just really don't like me that much.
Right. And then that's a red flag. Like, I don't really need to fuck with you like that because you're not even putting thought into you're what you're trying attention. To get me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that.
So do you feel like birthdays are important?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
I do.
I feel like
every year that you get to be alive and you get to be on this earth is a blessing because it's so many people who, even with us being so young, like with you being 32, with me being 30, it's so many people who were in high school with us, who grew up with us, who are not still here with us. Right. So I feel like birthdays are a blessing and it should be celebrated. Now, I think people sometimes make it into a whole nother thing that it don't really need to be.
That's
you know what
issue.
I mean? I think people do the most about it. And I especially hate people who do the most about it every year. It's different if you feel a certain way, like, or you feel like, oh, it's my 30th birthday. It's my 25th birthday.
Yeah,
it's
those my 21st are my soul birthday.
My 16th birthday, whatever.
Sweet 16.
Right. Those have even, like, 35, 40, 50, whatever. Yeah. Like, those type of birthdays, I understand going out the extravagance of it all.
Right, right.
But, like, when it's, like, 23... 32.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I'm
now
just saying.
You ain't have to use my age.
Well, because I'm 31. Okay, let's say 31.
You went like it's my B-day.
Baby. 31, 41, 45, I mean 46. You know, whatever. I just feel like people do the most about their birthday. And it's just like every year it don't need to be that. Be grateful, yeah. So because you're still here.
Right. So this is my thing.
It's just a lot of pressure on the people around
right.
you.
Right. So I always tell y'all how much my life drastically changed when I turned 30. Literally, it was like, literally, when I turned 30, things changed. Our relationship changed.
You look like such a Barbie doll today. It's the hair for me. Now, what was that?
Because I'm doing the kiss my B-day.
Licks.
What? Okay, this is what we're not going to do. Uh-huh. So anyway, so I always talk about how when I turned 30, my life changed drastically. Our relationship changed. I had lost my job. We started taking Poor Minds a little seriously. Like, because my 30th birthday was when we started getting along again. Because we went to Jamaica.
Did we?
No, yes, we did.
Kidding.
So I'll say this, like, 30 was a big deal to me. But ever since my 30th birthday, I had started practicing, like, gratitude and being thankful for every day. So honestly, I celebrate my life every day. So to me, like, a birthday is cool. Like, I'm very blessed to be 32. Like, I'm not saying I'm not grateful, but... Every day I wake up like, this is my life. Every day my life gets better. So for me, like, on my birthday, it's like, yes, I'm here. I'm 32. I'm here with my friends, but I'm happy every day and I celebrate my life every day. And that's how my mom raised me. So birthdays are cool, you know, but I just look at it like, oh, this is a moment where me and my friends can come together and turn up. I don't want a birthday month. I don't want a birthday weekend. I don't want a birthday week. I don't want to do all that. Let's have one moment even. Let's just toast, celebrate to my birthday, but let's move on. I hate people that are like, I got a birthday dinner at 7 o'clock. Everybody need to show up. Everybody shows up. Maybe some people don't have money. Maybe some people do have money, whatever. And then after the birthday, well, you didn't pay for my food. Oh, you didn't pay for my drink. It's like, you never know people's financial situation. I think it's crazy how people like, oh, you didn't tell me happy birthday on social media. Killa, I'm talking about you. I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I texted Killa. I said, happy birthday. I love you so much. We got a long paragraph. Then I told my homeboy happy birthday on Twitter. She was like, where's my happy birthday? I had to tell her happy birthday on Instagram. I had to tell her happy birthday on Twitter.
So what's the difference though?
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm asking you,
but she was just joking. Just to let y'all know, she was joking. But anyways,
go ahead. Okay, I'm asking you because you messaged her, you text her, and then you shouted out your homeboy on Twitter. So why didn't you just text him? Like, what's the difference?
Because I don't even think I have his number still.
Right. So I guess maybe in her mind, she kind of felt like, well, you text me, but like that was more public. Like you acknowledged him publicly.
But I feel like it's more intimate.
But I think it goes to show like the differences in how people look at things.
Yeah, and that's why I said I was joking about Killa, but I've seen other people do that before and people have topics about that. Like, oh, you sent me a text message, but you didn't shout me out and this and that. But it's just like, to me, I don't care what you do on social media. Like, as long as you tell me happy birthday, I don't care how you say it, but as long as you just thought of me, I just be happy. When it comes to my birthday, I'm a needy person and my expectations be up here. But for my birthday, hey, just send me a happy birthday as long as you're not my nigga. This does not apply to anybody who's fucking me. Just to let y'all know. This is for my friends and other people. If you fucking me, if your dick is inserted in my vagina, no, you better be at that Louis store right the fuck now. Okay? All right. Just had to make sure that's clear. But yeah, I feel like people put too much pressure on other folks for their birthday. Why am I pressured for the day you was born? Why? This is your birthday. Whatever you want, you need to do it like it's your B-Day, baby. It ain't my B-Day, baby. Why is this pressure on me to plan all this? Like, if somebody wants to plan something for your birthday, let them. But don't be mad at people because they don't go above and beyond for your birthday.
Right.
I just hate the stigma the around birth. It's so dumb. Because if I want to just randomly send you something or randomly show you I appreciate you or randomly tell you I appreciate you, that's a good thing.
Now, I do agree, like, because we were talking about earlier about, like, I guess Killa had said, too, like, if somebody texts her HBD and it's somebody that's close to her, she not going to respond. Ooh. I agree with that.
You not going to respond?
No, because I feel like if you somebody that's close to me, HBD is the type of shit that somebody that's, like, if a Twitter follower say happy birthday to me, they're going to be like, HBD, Drea. Mm-hmm. But you as my friend, if you send that to me in a text, no, I'm not going to respond.
What if I'm busy and I'm like doing something, I'm like, oh shit, it's Dre's birthday.
Well, bitch, you need to wait till you're not busy so you can send me a heartfelt message.
I'm deep. But what if it's just being heartfelt? What if I'm not a deep person? I just thought about you. HBD, send.
No,
I thought
about you. Sorry, I'm not going to lie. I don't have them type of friends. Like, because I do that for my friends on their birthday and they do it for me.
Now, you a tit-for-tat person, too.
I'm not.
When it comes to birthdays, yes, you
bro,
are.
Bro, no, I'm not. I'm not a tit-for-tat person, period. However, I do take into account certain things. Yes, but it's not being tit-for-tat. It's just like, what? Why do you deserve certain shit from me if you ain't need it?
But that's being tit-for-tat.
It's not really, though. Yes, I feel like it's treating people. No, friend. I think sometimes you be having that shit wrong. It's not being tit-for-tat. It's just treating people accordingly. Some people deserve to be treated accordingly.
Well, I'll say, but I'll say
how you treat me, I'm going to treat you accordingly.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if I do something for you, it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, not because I'm
expecting
something
back. Maybe you are, maybe you're not, because everybody don't do shit out the goodness of their heart. Some people do shit because they have motives.
And they're expecting something back.
So how do I know?
How will I know if he really loves me?
Sorry. How will I know? How will I know?
I'll say this. I'm not, I like to give gifts. I do. But I'm saying, because this is the first year I've been able to afford to give
people
so give to this. So why you gonna say you like to give
because
them?
I feel like I've always have given like sentimental gifts and like to my sister or to like my mom. Like I'll do like thoughtful things like cards and I'll write a long message. Like even for you, like I never like not for your birthday this year because I pulled out the Hermes for your birthday this year. But like for your past birthday,
she gonna let y'all know every chance she
gets. But I'm saying like for your past birthday, like I would just give you some flowers and get you a card and like write you a sweet little message in there because that's what I could afford at the time. And you know, that was me being thoughtful and just showing you now I'm being me being thoughtful. Like, bitch, I'm gonna get you a nice fucking gift because I can afford it, but I know that's what you like. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I know what you like. Oh, you like that, huh? But I'm doing that because I don't care what you get me for my birthday. I don't. But what I'm saying is,
first of all, y'all,
I don't. I know what you're going to give me.
Already told me. Yeah, she already know because she already told me what she
wants. I didn't have to tell you. I didn't even tell you what I want. I just said, if you're going to give me something, make sure it's Louis.
Is that not telling me what she want?
But you asked. You asked.
I did not.
You did. You say.
First of all,
you said, Lex, send me what you want for your birthday.
Lex, I told you that, like, literally last month. Literally right after you bought me my birthday gift, you was like, yeah, because by then we going to be making more money. So, you know, you're going to have to give me a better gift.
Period. But you know I was joking.
Kind of.
It was like a dinner joke. Like, we're laughing, having drinks. Like, ooh.
Tough crowd.
But okay, but I would just say birthdays are important, but I feel like stop putting pressure on people around you for your birthday. I think when you're satisfied within yourself and you're happy with where you're at in life, you're just happy to be around the people that you love and that you care about. I think it's silly to be making like
I agree, but at this point in your life, I will say this too though. I agree with you, but I also feel like we at a certain age to where, bitch, if you're not getting me no gifts, you not getting none.
Wait, you talking about niggas, right?
I'm talking about everybody.
Getting none. Oh, no gifts back.
Oh, I wasn't talking about no pussy.
Oh, that's why I was like, I don't want none of that thing.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that.
So if somebody doesn't get you a gift, you're not getting them a gift. No. Do you consider like...
Because we at a point where I feel like...
Let me ask you this though. So let me ask you this. So we went to Miami for your birthday.
Okay.
Do you consider that... like a gift though? Like if somebody just showed up for your birthday?
That's cool.
So are you going to get them a gift?
I'm going to show up for their birthday.
It's the pettiness even for
exchange.
Me.
To me, that's an even exchange.
Okay. It's I'm just asking. Exchange. But what if they don't do nothing for their birthday?
If they don't do nothing?
Yeah.
I'll send them some flowers.
Oh, girl.
Flowers aren't good enough?
What's no, they ooh, girl? Are. Because, I mean, you got money.
So what's ooh, girl?
You got money. Why can't you send them something better?
Why would I not send them flowers if they didn't even come to my birthday?
They did. I said they came to your birthday. Oh, they paid
but
for
they're
a
not
flight.
Doing anything.
Yeah, they paid for a flight. That's all they could afford or whatever.
What if my birthday was in Atlanta and they just came to my dinner? Since you got so many questions, riddle me that.
Did they pay for your dinner?
None of my friends be paying for my dinner, by the way. So, no, they did not.
Baby, because you eat a lot. You like to order crab cakes.
Actually,
martinis.
I take that back. Jordan have paid for my dinner a lot of times. Shout out to Jordan.
A real man.
But, yeah, like, none of my friends pay for my dinner at my birthday. I paid to tell.
You did? I don't even remember that.
Yes, every year.
Damn. I'm sorry, friend.
Don't be sorry. Be careful, ho.
Okay. Birthday expectations.